Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we are continuing a conversation that we started last week, but we just couldn't seem to finish. We're talking about the five ways of theology. And last time together, we talked about these different adjectives that come before the word theology. You might have heard them before. So we talked about biblical theology, historical theology, systematic theology, and we ended with dogmatic theology. Well, for our last one, we're going to look at a word that you don't see every day. It's the word eclectic theology. A synonym of eclectic is another word you don't see every day, and that's polemical. Archibald Alexander, back in the early 1800s, a professor of theology at Princeton, his actual title at Princeton Theological Seminary, his actual title was Professor of Didactic and Polemical Theology. His successor, Charles Hodge, had an even more expanded title. His was Professor of Exegetical, Didactic, and Polemical Theology. And Hodge was followed by Warfield, who went back to Alexander's title, the Professor of Didactic and Polemical Theology. I don't know of any theology professors these days who have that title polemical in their actual title. Usually we use systematic theology or sometimes historical theology. And if I'm wrong, someone out there, please correct me, but I think it's the olden days of using this term polemical theology. And even before that, the synonym eclectic theology. Well, what are these words? Polemics, of course, is the idea of debate, engagement. Usually it implies a critical analysis of another position. Sometimes the word even connotates hostility. To be in polemics is to be in an intellectual contest and to be in, as it were, in quotes, a fight for ideas. Eclectic comes from a Greek word eklenkos, which means a logical refutation. We might even use a good way to define that word would be to use the term cross-examination. A related expression in Greek has the idea of to bring to shame, the idea that is an intellectual contest or in an intellectual contest. You bring the other person to shame, as it were, for their view. What we're talking about here is really the term apologetics. Eclectic theology, which goes back to our friend from the Middle Ages, Thomas Aquinas, and appears as the title of Francis Turretin's three-volume theological work published around the 1680s. He called it Institutes of Eclectic Theology. What we're talking about here is persuading peoples of other faiths, or even people of no faith, as the case may be in much of our culture today, persuading them of the truth of the Christian faith. This approach to theology refers to a method. The idea is that you make a statement, you put forth an actual proposition where you state that something is true. That can be a little unfashionable in our moment, but nevertheless, you make a statement. And then you line up objections to that statement and you present the other side, as it were. Then you systematically walk through each of those objections and refute them and dismiss them. And at the end, if you've been successful in all of this, the statement stands, and it stands as true. Well, this has a long and rich history in historical theology, this approach to theology, polemical or eclectic theology. We could say simply it means conviction. Well, we've been talking about the five ways of theology. There's many more, actually. Let me just mention a sixth very quickly. R.C. Sproul used to say, theology is doxology. That is to say, theology is worship. So there you have it, doxological theology as our sixth way. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History. What better way to wrap up this week's episode than a quote from Martin Luther. He said, "For faith grounds us on the works of Christ, without our own works, transforms us from the exile of our sins into the kingdom of his righteousness. This is faith. This is the gospel. This is Christ."